From the bottom up to Zion on the base. I'm right now the bottom line. Yakitsu Eile Lachai Oilam Ve'ela Lacherpas Lacherpas Ladaran Oilam. The three words from the bottom. Beinonim. So the tzaddikim get chayi oilam. The rishonim get gehenim. And beinonim yardim legehenim. They go down to gehenim. Umitzap tzafim ve'oilam. And then they scream. They make noise. Soyakim Rashi says uboichim because they have yisurim. It's there to cleanse them. And then they go up to oilam haba. Shenemer ve'vesias hashlishis be'esh v'tzaraftim kitzar v'sakesef. The shlishis I assume is the third group. And they and tzaraftim is like I purified them. Serve as a kesef, ubachanoisim, bachanun as a zav, hu yikra bishmi, vani ene oisa. He's going to call out to me and I'll answer him. Valem amrachana, Hashem memis, umechaye, moirichol, viyal. Hashem, he kills and he brings back to life and he sends down and he brings back up. That's the beinanim. Beisil omrim, no. Rav chesed mate klape chesed. If you're a beinanim, Akash Boch is going to be more kind because he's in Rav chesed mate klape. Valem amr David. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koyli v'aleim omer David kol ha-parsha kula d'loisi v'li yoshiya poishe Yisrael. That's so David HaMelech seems to say, I'm clear what Beis Hillel says, that the Beinanim are going to be better. Maybe it means that they're not going to stay in Gehenim for that long. Maybe they won't go to Gehenim at all. D'loisi v'li yoshiya, I was poor and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me. Maybe that means the Beinanim is going to get a good din. Because Hashem is Rav Chesed. Now the Gemara continues, around seven lines from the top. Poishe Yisrael begufan. Upoishe umes oilem begufan. Those that are called Poishe Yisrael begufan. And Upoishe umes oilem begufan. Yardum legehenem v'nidoinem ba yud beis choydesh. They go to Gehenem and they stay there for 12 months. Lach yud beis choydesh. Gufan kala. After 12 months, their bodies have kala, have been like consumed. Nishmasan nisrefes. Their neshama is burnt. V'ruach mifaz rasan. And the wind will scatter it. Tachas kapois ragli tzadikim. Well, this is intense. Shenemar. Va'asoysem rishoyim, I don't know if I pronounced that word right. Va'asoysem rishoyim ki yu afar tachas kapois raglehem. Avol, however, those are the poishe Yisrael. Avol haminim v'hamisoyrois v'apikorsim. So there's three different groups of very, very bad people. Minim is someone that is a heretic. Misoyrois is someone that that gives people over. I don't know the exact lashon, informer, and apikoros is someone who is an apikoros. We'll see that what exactly that means. Shekafru b'atayra, they were koyfer in Torah. Shekafru b'tchias hameisim, the koyfer in tchias hameisim. They reject these ideas. V'shapirush medaki etzibur, and they have strayed from the way of the tzibur. V'shanisnu chitaseim be'eretz achayim, and they have caused a lot of anger. I don't know if that's the right word. Is their terror in eretz achayim? V'shechotu v'echtiu es arabim. They have themselves sinned and they caused others to sin. Kagon, Yeravam ben Nevat, the chaver of his crew, his ilk. Yardim legehenim, they will go down to Gehenim. V'nidoinim ba, doirei, doirois. For generations, they're going to get judged. Shenemar, v'yeitzu v'ro'u, v'pigrei anashim ha'poishim bi, Gehenim kol v'heim enum kolim. Gehenim will end and they will not end. I don't know what that means. Shenemar, v'tzuram levalois sha'ol, v'kokach lama. Why did they get such a harsh punishment? Their hands have extended over Zvul. Zvul means the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar mizvul loy ve'ein zvul ela Beis HaMikdash. Notice they've done damage to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar bona banisi Beis Zvul lecha. V'aleim amrachana, and on these types of people, Chana said, Hashem yichtu miriboy. Hashem also means... terrorize. I don't know, yichtu is the same lashon over here. Those that that Meriv, that argue with him, they should be scattered. Yichtu is to scatter around, but Meriv are those that argue with him. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok bar Oven, Upneihem doim elishulek dera. The face is going to be like the bottoms of a pot. Bottoms of a pot get burnt. That's how crisp they're going to get in Gehenim. V'amar Rava, v'inu mishapirei shapirei b'nei mechuzah. Even people that were like mamish, the most beautiful, the rich and famous, the lifestyles of the beautiful, bold and beautiful, whatever it is, I don't know what I'm saying. But those people, they're anyway also going to end up faces black like the bottom of a pot. Umakriyan b'nei Gehenim, and they're going to be called b'nei Gehenim. Okay, this is definitely talking about a lot of harsh punishment for people that do very bad things. Omer Mar, Beisil Oimer. Beisil says, V'rav chesed matik lapei chesed. We mentioned before, Beisil says, when it comes to the Beinonim, Hashem's going to be more kind. Aye, V'aksiv, V'raveisius ha-shlishes be'esh. Aye, but the Pasuk says that they'll bring the shlishes in fire, so you see that they are going to have fire. So what does he mean? That shlish is referring to Poish Yisro Abagufan, which we'll see what that means soon. Some people that are reckless with their bodies. Poish Yisro Abagufan, Va'amrit, less than Takana. I thought you said Poish Yisro Abagufan don't have any Takana at all. They're totally messed up. Their bodies are consumed. Their neshamas are burnt. Wait. Answers the Gemara. Ki less lu Takana b'roi v'avoinas. If he's a Russia and he's a Poish Yisro, he's Dunsky. So he's got two things. He's like 50-50. He's a middle road type of guy, but he's also from Poish Yisrael Begufan. Then he's going to have to go on fire. A regular Beinoni is not going to have to go into fire, but a Beinoni that's also Poish Yisrael Begufan is going to go on fire. The Imlav. If he doesn't, if he's not pushed to begufa, v'rav chesed matik labi chesed, Hashem is going to allow him in. V'aleim amedov and avtiki yishmash. That's what David HaMelech said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu, showing his ahava by allowing them in. Dorash Rav, ma'idach sivak yishmash.
This is a very narrow case, right? This is really
narrow case.
Right? Yeah. Most people, we would assume that either most people push in the direction of they have a little bit more schuyas, and then they're ready at Sada Gomer.
You have to know exactly, because there's a very famous Baal HaTanya that learns this Gemara somewhat allegorically and says that most of us are actually Beinonim. So you have to know exactly what that means. Okay? But on the surface, yes. We understand Beinonim. There's practically no Beinonim in the world, right? It's one in a trillion. Okay. Let's continue. Dorash Rava, the first wide line, not super wide, but wide line on the page. Yud Zayin Amar Al. Darsh Rava, Maidich Siv, Ahav Tikish Mashem. What does it mean, Ahav Tikish Mashem? What does that mean? I love because Hashem heard. Amra Knesset Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribonoi Shel Olam. Hashem. Ani Emas Ani Ohu V'Lefanecha. When am I beloved in front of you? Bezman Sh'ata Shomea Kol Techinunai. When you're hearing the voice of the sounds of my, I'm trying to think of a fancy word, my davening. Tachanunim is a good word for tachanunim. Anyone know what the word I'm thinking of is? Not benediction. There's a better word. I'm not sure.
Supplication.
What was that word? Supplication?
Supplication? I'm not sure.
Supplication. That's the word I was looking for. Daloisi, I was low, v'liyoshia, and you saved me. Afapisha dola, ani mena mitzvahs. Even though I was like empty, I was poor from mitzvahs. Li no loishia, still Hashem, you should save me. You're going to save me, which is, he's a bein and Hashem's going to save him. Now we continue and say, Poish Yisrael Begufa and Maininu. Who are these people that we call them Poish Yisrael Begufa? What does that mean? Someone, it doesn't mean a regular Aveir, he's doing something else. Amar Rav Kar Kafta, Deloy Manach, Kar Kafta, Deloy Manach Tfilin. It's interesting that you use the word Kar Kafta, but it means someone that doesn't put Tfilin on. He's called Poish Yisrael Begufa. Even if he has Mechta, Mitzvah, Mechta Aveiris, he's going to end up having a rough time in Gehenna. Poishi umasa oilam begufan. What does it mean? Poishi umasa oilam. It obviously doesn't mean that they don't put on tefillin. They're not supposed to put on tefillin. Amirav be'avera. That they did averas, which means they did incest and different types of adultery and different types of gilui arayos. V'shenasnu chiteim be'eretz chaim. And that their terror was in Eretz Chaim. Amirav chizdazeh parneis hamatel ema yisera ala tzibor. Someone who puts too much fear. A parneis, this is something that is not such a present reality, but there used to be people who were like considered to be the Parnes Ha'ir. They were in charge of that city. And they were in charge of the taxes and things of the like. They were very powerful. So Parnes Amatil Eme puts extra fear on the Tzibur. Shalol L'shem Shemayim, but doesn't do it for Shemayim, does it for his own purposes. There always was a risk of there being a corrupt Parnes. Amar B'yud Amarav, call Parnes Amatil Eme Yisera Ala Tzibur. Shalol L'shem Shemayim. Any Parnas that does that, again, he's talking about a very powerful man who's in charge of the money in the town. Ein roya ben talmud chacham. His son will not be talmud chacham. Lochein yira'u anashim lo yira kol chachmei lev. So his son will never be a talmud chacham. Now that we continue, Beisil oimim matach rov chesed matach klapei chesed. Heichi oved. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? What does it mean? Roi chesed, mate klape chesed. I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he allows us he tips the scales in our direction. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tip the scales? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, koiv shoy. Rabbi says that somehow it sounds like he's like hiding it. It sounds like he is shenemar yoshi v'chameo yichboish avinoseim. Sounds like he's hiding their avinus. Rashi seems to say different. Rashi seems to say he's pushing it down. He pushes down that side. In other words, you have scales. Imagine that you have scales, and the scales have on each side. There's averus and there's mitzvahs. Hashem pushes down. Koiv shoy means he pushes it down. That's what I mean. Like instead of not hiding it, but pushes it down. That's what it means. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Amar noisir. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina seems to say he does the opposite. Rather, he elevates. He lifts up the sides of sin. In other words, either Hashem pushing down the mitzvahs, making it as if you have more mitzvahs, or is Hashem lifting up the averus, making it as if you have less averus. That seems to be machlokes over here. So Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Koiv shoy shenemar yashiv yirachameo yichboi shavanoisav. That's the lashon of yichboi. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina Amar noisav shenemar noisav avon va'ivar al pesha. Okay, that's that machlokes. We're going to continue Beis Hashem, hopefully with more here tomorrow. We did almost an amid. Let's see what's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Got to see how much. We'll try to do some chazara. See if we can move along a little bit more. Beis Hashem. Make it a great day, my friends. Thank you very much for being a part.